It began with the data glove, and then there were these whole body suits, and along with them were the goggles, later the helmets, where the computer projected the images, so you could walk into the screen. You could watch your hands move inside the images. You could feel them. All dead primitive stuff now, like Edison's first television or whatever. No smell, not much colour, hardly any sensory feedback. Took 'em ages to crack smell. Everyone said, "Hey, this is it. Like your accountant can wear a whole reality suit and stroll around inside your finances, and chemists can manipulate computer simulations of molecules and that. Artificial realities would push back the boundaries of, you know, man's thirst for what's name." Well, yeah. My dad said once, "Know where I first saw a microchip? Inside a ping-pong game." So probably those thirsty for pushing back boundaries pushed them back all right, but where you really started seeing reality units was on supermarket checkout girls and in sport shops, because you'd have a whole golf course in your home and stuff like that. If you were really rich. Really very rich. But then CGEM marketed a cut-down version, and then Amstrad, and then everything went mad. You see, people in the streets every day with reality units. Mostly they're just changing a few little things, you know. Maybe they edit out black men or slogans or add a few trees. Just tinkering a bit. Just helping themselves get through the day. Well, sure, I know what some ifers do. I know kids who think you can switch the wires so you taste sound and smell vision. What you really do is you get a blinding headache if you're lucky. And there's the people who, like I said, can't afford a roller floor, so they go hiking through the Venusian jungles or whatever in a room 8 feet square and fall out the window. And ifers have burned alive and turned into couch crisps. You've seen it all on the box. At least, you have if you're not an ifer. They don't watch much. Odd, really. Government is against it. Well, it's a drug. One you can't tax. And they say, freedom is the birthright of every individual. But you start being free, they get upset. Coppers seem to be offended too, but, well, take rape. I mean, you don't hear about it these days. Not when you can pick up Dark Alley Cruiser down the rental shop. Not that I've watched it, you understand. But I'm told the girl's very good. Does all that's expected of her. Which you don't have to be an Einstein to work out isn't what it'd be like for real, if you catch my drift. And there's other stuff. I won't even mention the titles. I don't need to, do I? It's not all remakes of Rambo 24 with you in the title role, is what I mean. I reckon what the coppers don't like is there's all this crime going on in your head, and they can't touch you for it. There's all that stuff on the TV about how it corrupts people. All these earnest professors sitting around in leather chairs. Of course, they never use their machines for anything except the nature programs or high-toned stuff like Madame Overy. Probably does corrupt people, but I don't know. Everything's been corrupting people since the, you know, dawn of thingy. But with ifers, it stays inside. They aren't about to go and knock over some thin little girl in cotton underwear coming back from the all-night chippy, not after Dark Alley Cruiser. Probably can't, anyway. And it's cheap, so you don't have to steal for it. And a lot of them forget to feed themselves. Ifers are the kind of problems that come with the solutions built in. I like a good book, me.